नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter number 22. And there are two texts, 10 and 11. 10 doesn't have a purport, but let's see the link. It's pretty important. Ittham san nischitya pitamaho mahan agadh bodho bhavatah pad padmam dhruvam praped यकुतो भयं जनात् भीतः स्वपक्षक्ष पणासक्ष सत्तम इत्थम बिकॉज ऑफ दिस एज स्टेटेड अबव सह ही प्रहलाद महाराज निश्चित्य डेफिनेटली डिसाइडिंग ऑन दिस पॉइंट पितामह माय ग्रैंडफादर महान ए ग्रेट डिवोटी अगाध बोधः My grandfather who received unlimited knowledge because of his devotional service. Bhavataha, of your lordship, Padapadmam, the lotus feet, Dhruvam, the infallible eternal shelter, Prapede, surrendered. He indeed, Akuta Bhayam, completely freed from fear, Janad, from ordinary common people, Bhitaha, being afraid, Swapaksha Kshapanasya, of your lordship who kills the demons on our own side. Sattama, O best of the best. Translation. My grandfather, the best of all men, who achieved unlimited knowledge and was worshipable for everyone, was afraid of common men in this world. Being fully convinced of the substantially afforded by shelter of your lotus feet, he took shelter of your lotus feet against the will of his father, the demoniac friends who were killed by your own hand. So today, text number 11. अथाहमपि आत्मरिपोस्तवान्तिकम् दैवेन नितः प्रसभं त्याजितश्रियः इदं कृतान्तान्तिकवर्ति जीवितम् यया ध्रुवं स्तब्धमतीर्न बुध्यते
Yeah.
Mothers, Atmaripoho, who are traditional enemy of the family. Tava, of your good self. Antikam, the shelter. Daivena, by providence. Nitaha, brought in. Prasabham, by force. Tyajita, bereft of. Sri, all opulence. Idam, this philosophy of life. Krata anta antika varti. Always given the facility for death. Jivitam, the duration of life. Yaya, by such material opulence. Adhruvam, as temporary. Stabdamatihi, such an unintelligent person. Na buddhyate, cannot understand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Only by providence have I been forcibly brought under your lotus feet and deprived all of my opulence because of the illusion created by temporary opulence. People in general who live under material conditions facing accidental death at every moment do not understand that this life is temporary. Only by the providence have I been saved from that condition. Bali Maharaj appreciated the actions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although all the members of the demoniac families except Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj consider Vishnu their eternal traditional enemy. As described by Bali Maharaj, Lord Vishnu was actually not the enemy of the family, but the best friend of the family. The principle of this friendship has already been stated. Yasyaham anugrahanami harishyetaddhanam sanaihi. The Lord bestows His special favor upon His devotees by taking away all His material opulences. Bali Maharaj appreciated this behavior by the Lord. Therefore, he said, Daivena nitaha prasabham tyajita shriya. It is to bring me to the right platform of eternal life that you have put me into these circumstances. Actually, everyone should fear the so-called society, friendship, and love for which he works so hard day and night, as indicated by Bali Maharaj by the words Janad Bhitaha. Every devotee in Krishna consciousness should always be afraid of the common man engaged in pursuing material prosperity. Such a person is described as pramatta, a madman chasing the will of wisp. Such men do not know that after a hard struggle of life, one must change his body. And no certainty of what kind of body he will receive next. Those who are completely established in Krishna conscious philosophy and who therefore understands the aim of life will never take to the activities of the materialistic dog race. But if a sincere devotee somehow does fall down, the Lord corrects him and saves him from gliding down to the darkest region of the hellish life. Adanta gopi vishatam tamishram punah punas charvitam charvana nam Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto 5th chapter 30th verse. The materialistic way of life is nothing but repeated chewing of the of that which has already been chewed. Although there is no profit in such life, people are enamored of it because of uncontrolled senses. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Because of uncontrolled senses, people fully engage in sinful activities by which they get a body full of suffering. Bali Maharaj appreciated how the Lord has saved him from such a bewildered life of ignorance. He therefore said that his intelligence had been stunned. Stabda matirna badyate. He could not understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead favors his devotee by forcibly stopping their materialistic activities. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadandigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Athva aham api atma ripostava antikam devena nitah prasabham tyajitasri idam kavarti jivitam yayabhruvam stabdamatirna buddhyate. Only by providence I have been forcibly brought under your lotus feet and deprived of my opulence. Because of the illusion created by the temporary material opulence, people in general who live under material conditions facing accidental death at every moment do not understand that this life is temporary. Only by providence I have been saved from that condition. So this is a very important verse to understand what is providence. Providence is ultimately the mercy of the Lord. Providence is not like circumstances. Providence is not like circumstances that make us do. It will be for materialistic activities, providence may become like circumstantial excuse or accidental situation. They understand under the circumstances. Under the circumstances, these things happen. But the things which are uncalled for, uncalled for means even you prepare everything, even you are conscious of everything, even if you have so much power and necessities around you, bank balance, these, then, and yet nothing works. Then there is a hand of providence, you know. You can't save yourself. That is providence. Providence is, for the devotees, mercy of Lord Krishna. For the asuras, it's an excuse. It's an excuse. So we need to understand that how Bali Maharaj developed that consciousness. Bali Maharaj is telling that it is your pure devotee Prahlad Maharaj. It's your pure devotee Prahlad Maharaj. By his mercy, I can understand. So previous verse is telling that my grandfather, the best of all men who achieved unlimited knowledge and was worshipable for everyone, was afraid of common people in this world, being fully convinced of the substantially afforded by the shelter of your lotus feet. He took shelter of your lotus feet against the will of his father, the demoniac friends, who were killed by your own hand, all self. So, being born in the family as the grandchild of Prahlad Maharaj, there is a bondage between grandfather or the grandparent and the grandchild. That is natural. But here, Prahlad Maharaj doesn't have to offer him anything materially. Because he was a pure devotee. Why would pure devotee offer somebody lesser than pure devotional service? So, providence means that mercy came through Prahlad Maharaj, and he understood thoroughly. And here we see that he knew that except Prahlad Maharaj and himself, Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, they were the only two in the whole demoniac dynasty. They were recipient of such mercy. One, that is Prahlad Maharaj, received from Narad Muni, and through Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj received. So this mercy is very important, that gives unfathomable knowledge, that keeps us aware all the time. What a devotee has a possession in him, with himself. Except the knowledge that is received through the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Such teachings to depend upon the mercy of the Lord can never be found in impersonalist Advaita's philosophy. Or what to speak of Mayavadi? Mayavadis are coming from Shukracharya. In previous verses, you have read about opinion of Shukracharya. Such a materialistic person. He knew everything, but yet he is attached to the matter. Therefore, he was forced to speak out. And that did not deter Bali to change his opinion. At even the cost of curse. Now the curse is mercy. Curse of Shukracharya is mercy. That is not an independent act of Shukracharya. He was induced to curse by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is dwelling in his heart as Paramatma. This is the mercy, or called anugraha. One should become bereft of all material possession, including one's mind, body, intelligence. What to speak of bank balance and expansions of his bodily conception of life? Because that is moha. Striyo punsant maithuni bhavam etat tayo ahur. Hridaya granthista. Atah griha kshetra apta vittaihi janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Now, Shukracharya understands that is the mercy. But that does not satisfy. Even though he understands that Vishnu is the greatest of all, but don't trust him because he is going to take away after giving. Then what kind of giving is there? One who takes away after giving, then he is a malecha or yavana. We have a saying in Gujarati, apyudan, then you take it back, lidhudan, pele avatare musalman. You know, you will become yavan. They don't know this, charity, the religious act of charity. They think sacrifice of a goat is the most charitable act. Bakri Eid just passed a few days back. What did they do? Even they will send a little child. Let's go and select your kurbani. And the child is naturally attracted to little goat, baby goat, and they will select them. It's a tradition, they say. But conceptually, in Quran it is said that Allah does not like the sacrifice, maybe death through the blood or flesh, but only thy virtuous act. Now they consider this to be a virtuous act. So, charity should be municipal. It is not to be taken back. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, for bringing his devotee closer, he will take away. That is his mercy. And that has to be understood. But otherwise our bodily conception and holding tight to the so-called necessities will not allow us to surrender to him. We have to let it go. Draupadi has to let it go. Everybody has to let it go. Krishna affords that opportunity for everyone. Even ordinary, even the demons. they have limited existence in this material body. Everybody of us. So why we become so much puffed up and proud with the material possessions? Give up. Then you will be liberated faster. Don't you need fast liberation? The word shanaihi means stepwise, gradually. So Krishna is so tricky. But for him, it is just like a moment act. But we reflect it that, now I am old, I'm 75-year-old, all of my desires are still unfulfilled, and what am I going to do? I can't hold. Let me hold on to something material. No, no. You can't think like that. We need to be ready to raise our hands like Draupadi any time when he calls. That is the point. Make the best use of bad bargain. This is a bad bargain when you are going to be robbed of your own false ego that tells you that you are this and you are that. Everybody has to be reminded. It's not that the grace of his guru Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj came to his senses. No. The ultimate or final deliberation was with him. And therefore, he remained undeterred in his resolve. Because it is the greatness of Prahlad Maharaj will be affected if he does not give charity. You know? The glory of his grandfather, the greatness, you know. He was thinking that if I tell him no, as my guru says, then it will become a disgrace in the family. Disgrace in the family. Everybody will be enjoying about the retention of material life, because everybody depends upon this, and all the family members, they enjoy like they are coming from royal family, so they can do any damn thing. This is what they call in political terms, dynasty rules. Dynasty rules. Those days are gone. So we need to understand that prestige is based on pure devotional service. And Prahlad Maharaj was multiple times celebrated than the so-called celebrations of materialistic people. His prestige. Prabhupada said, Kirti yasya sajivati. Kirti yasya. One who has achieved the devotional glorification, that is his life and soul. And he is really the person who lives in the humble state of mind. What a great glorification would be. So becoming humble, tranadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If one is able to chant constantly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that is the perfection. And glory means one who is achieving such perfections. one remains inglorious. However, how many years one has served in the religious institution. So, understand the glory of one who has dedicated his life for propagating the holy name of the Lord under the tutelage of bona fide disciplic succession. It will be always glorious. Such glory we may not consider by comparative, oh, we are as glorious as Prahlad Maharaj. Now, Prahlad Maharaj became the perfect example, even more than the demigods. He was the leader of the demigods. Simply by cultivating the culture of Krishna consciousness through remembrance only. Right? So, devotional service can be performed, but at the same time, the cardinal principle is satatam smartavyam Vishnu, smartavyam na jatujit, sarva vidhi nishedo syu, etayor eva kinkara. Whatever process we accept is subservient for the cardinal principle of remembrance of the Supreme Lord all the 24 hours. In any condition, but that can be developed. Prabhupada became an example to show. So such a glory is there. Prabhupada said, after 10,000 years, all the material opulence will be gone, material. Only the spiritual will be remaining. That is the asset for survival. So, Krishna is known as Hari, one who steals away everything. And he steals away for especially everybody, but for those who are his devotees, they understand it is the favor, a mercy of Lord Shri Krishna that he is considering me. Such a providence is not easily available. Such things. So, therefore, even on the other side, if we remain otherwise in material conditional life, obligated to so many people, remain always obligated, especially grahasthas are obligated. Devarshi bhutaptandranam pitranam nam kinkarucha narpatim charajan sarvatmanaya saranam sharanyam gato mukundam parirathya krityam. If by Sukracharya's theory, Bali Maharaj would deny the third step, okay, in two steps everything has been taken away. Challenging, Vaman Dev said, where should I put, Bali, where should I put my third leg? And because you are truthful for your vows, the third leg, if it is not fulfilled, your promise will disgrace you and Prahlad Maharaj also. But fortunately, Prahlad Maharaj also appeared in the assembly and Bali was looking and shown his surrender. He said, I have only this head, please put your third leg. punishment and blessings. What's the difference? If it is material, there is no difference between the two. But there are no punishments in spiritual world. So why should be blessings should be there in spiritual world? It's all auspicious. One who is blessed here spiritually have a visa to go to the spiritual world. So one must become confident on the mercy of the Lord. And one cannot deviate for anything. What to speak of material? For anything when the call is there. One must immediately turn, repose his attention and take utter shelter. That is the ultimate aim. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. The choice is ours even before the life, during the life and at the end of life. Anytime. So this is how Bali Maharaj's character was built up by spiritual affection of his grandfather. And it gives him on the most resolute, determined, even guru's words or curse could not deviate him. Right? So Srila Prabhupada is explaining this particular verse. Bali Maharaj appreciated the activity, that is the behavior and the words of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj's father Hiranyakashipu was not able to appreciate Brahma. Because Brahma could not fulfill his desire to become immortal by so much austerity. That's all material calculation. But that is not going to satisfy. Even if Brahma would have given him immortality, you know, the person would be completely dissatisfied. So it's good. Brahma had faith on the Lord. So even while performing any activity like giving somebody blessings or curse, the Supreme Lord is kept in mind. My dear Lord, for your service, I'm giving him these blessings. Please make arrangement. And the arrangement was Prahlad Maharaj. And he was tutored by Narad Muni. We never hear the Kayadhu, wife of Hiranyakashipu, while being pregnant, ever become a devotee. Of course, the touch of Narad Muni's words is extremely potent. But we never hear that she went back home back to Dwarka. But nonetheless, Prahlad Maharaj received, and he didn't want to go back home back to Godhead even. Because the same kind of mercy that he would like to preach to the demons, and therefore he asked the benediction to let him remain amongst these people. So the glories are very important, and the glories are spiritual in nature and not in material nature. If one is glorifying the material nature, it is simply emerging from sex desire. householders, even though however pious they are, many a times, you know, they come before the devotees and introduce the whole family member. But Prabhupada was looking at a different angle. You know, in Surat, Babubhai Jariwala's place, that Prabhupada and devotees were invited for taking prasadam. You know, they were staying at his place. But when the prasadam time, everybody wanted to come and serve the sadhus. But Babubhai, you know, after everybody finished the prasadam, he said, Prabhupada, this is my wife, please bless him. This is my son, please bless me. This is son's wife, please bless her. And in this way, he went for the entire family, uncle, aunt, and their family. And Prabhupada was so tired. He's glorifying his sex life before me, he said. You know, materialistic people, however pious they are, they miss the point. So therefore, they come back in a better environment where the spiritual life will be more accessible and he will be given more chance to develop spiritual or transcendental Krishna consciousness. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comment? Ajao. Because he was born in the demon family and he had a duty being the king to look at the welfare of others. But that is a material welfare. One can take a calculated risk not to get entangled at such an extent that the Lord has to appear and take away everything. We are not demons. We do not have that kind of capacity. You will ask similarly for Vritrasura even. That how come he was beating up everybody and throwing them out? He was so horrible. So, for such an extreme example, there is saying, Guna Guneshu Vartayanti Iti Dharayan. If a devotee understands that material modes of nature, they are interacting with the material activities. I have nothing to do. So, that the point is that pure devotees, even in the demon body, is the soul, not the body. And if we keep that consciousness up, then also tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti suvarta. But the hardest aspect, hardest thing is that to remember Krishna at the time of death. Prabhupada will always give solace. Oh yeah, if you don't remember at the time of quitting the body, don't worry, because whatever service you render to Lord Krishna, he will never forget. It is obvious that being of coming from the forgetful nature, we may commit that mistake, right? And we may fall off even. But there is nothing inauspicious about it that Narad Muni tells. Tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvo patet tato yadi kova abhudra abhut amushyakim kva artho apto abhujatam swadharmata. A devotee and a non-devotee. A devotee may fall because of previous habit, but it is not what you call threatening to his Krishna consciousness that he has already achieved that much. He may not be able to progress in a fallen condition, but nonetheless there is no inauspiciousness. He will get the opportunity. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma swasachantam nigachati kaunte prati janiye name bhakta pranashati. So such a resolve is very essential. That is coming through providence. This is called providence. Unfathomable mercy of Lord Krishna, even though materially it is considered to be negative, but it is positive for advanced devotees. There is also another way. Srila Prabhupada corrected many devotees, chastised them, right? But to correct them that they stand and reaffirm their spiritual, you know, vows and their spiritual services. So when a devotee would receive, many devotees go near the door and listen carefully. They rejoice. Oh, he's so fortunate that he is getting sauce from Prabhupada. And they enjoy. Shukracharya gave sauce to Bali Maharaj and he did not enjoy. Right? So like that, the mercy is like that. So what? The life is still there.
That is demonic life for spiritual life.
But when the Lord is near, Bali will never forget him. The Lord went along with him to serve him. Suppose the Lord pushes me to Patal Loka, he will not accompany. You know, I still have to depend upon Paramatma there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I was wondering, how does one see? How does one see when the devotee is suffering or he is dying accidentally? How does one see? Is that considered one's karma? Is that considered circumstantial? Is that considered mercy?
Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita everything about how to apply. One who does not deviate by any material circumstances, he is understood to be of steady intelligence. Intelligence is the guiding principle, you know, in materialist life, because the mind is attached to all the good and bad, you know, reactions. The mind becomes inimical But if he has Krishna consciousness developed through that intelligence, surely he will be able to absorb it without much affliction. Affliction is coming through attachment. Mind becomes more attached to the senses even. And even though one is not able to utilize the senses, and there is no capacity to enjoy through the senses, but the mind will desire and mind will become so turbulent. So that is called shama. Indriya nigra is called dama, means forcefully you have to cultivate. So to get the positive result, you know, just engage yourself in Krishna consciousness so intensely. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. That is the remedy. Rest is simply speculation. Okay? Don't get disturbed. The whole world of Krishna consciousness is with you if you choose. Anything else? Yeah. Please pass on there. Krishna explained samyak vyavasthiti, very equiposed situation of the soul even in a demon body. Apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadurevah samyak vyavasthiti saha. Samyak vyavasthiti is a very important word. That shows that even though in body, which is completely a different medium, and the spirit soul, which is, going through the action reactions and get bewildered, but Krishna consciousness is so powerful to establish samyak vyavasthiti. So, if a devotee is depending upon the samyak vyavasthiti that Krishna shows, and then he will reap up the benefits. And Lord Shiva knew that. So even Vritrasura was being cursed, and he told Parvati, don't curse him, he is a devotee. Otherwise, he got the education from Lord Shankarshan, from spiritual world, and then he was sent back in the material world. So those who are liberated, those who are pure devotees, they know the situation of the purity. An unpure devotee cannot estimate the purity of others. Mind your own business, Prabhu. At least philosophically, we have to accept the principle. Then realization will come. So that was the situation with Vritrasura. He was a pure devotee.
The quality of giving up in a devotee, it's a high level.
by constantly thriving. You have been given a regimen, but akamava sarva kamaihi moksha kamo udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajat purusham param. What is tivra bhakti? Seniority does not get accounted by body, the age. Seniority is accounted by tivra bhakti. So that's how to develop. Satatam kirtayanto mam. That is tivra. Yatantascha dradavrata. That is tivra. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. That is tivra. Nitya yukta upasate. That is tivra. What else is not tivra? Everything else is useless. When you have something of your own, that will dilute. Sadguru mukha padma vakya chitte te kori. That is tivra. So accept the instructions that are given to elevate ourselves. All right. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki.